Greetings, everyone. This is Pastor Fernando. I want to thank you for coming on today's podcast, Bible College Curriculum, all the way live. Let's go ahead and open it up with the Lord's Prayer, and then we'll take communion, please, and we'll get into our studies. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Amen. I pray that you're in good spirits, you're fired up, excited. Life is good. It was meant to be good. As long as we stay on the good side, kindness and joy and taking a gratitude list every day. Clap our hands and acknowledge the Lord God in the heavens. Let's go ahead and please get your elements ready so we can recognize Jesus Christ as our Lord and our Savior who died on the cross for us willingly. Hallelujah. The Lamb of God that came down from heaven to give us eternal life. He chose us, folks. He chose us from the foundations of the earth. That should get us excited. Hallelujah. That we have a heart for the Lord. We have a heart and a sensitivity to the Holy Spirit. And to say yes, it took God's mercy to corral a lot of us so we can get to the point where we can say yes. Just like a wild horse that needed to be broken. And now the horse is happy in the barn, eating hay in a way and in love with their owners. And they got their own corral and they're just happy. They got brand new shoes and so forth. You know what I mean? Let's go ahead and bless this breath. Thank you, Jesus Christ. You came to earth to give us eternal life. Thank you that you corralled us, Lord. And you cornered us until we said yes, 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 yes to the cross. Yes, Lord, yes to the sacrifice that you done with your body on the cross. I accept it. I believe it. I'll take it in, hallelujah, as your body. This is the bread of life the Father sent for us. Let's go ahead and partake of the bread of life, which is the body of Jesus Christ broken for us. Lord, please accept our offering, Lord, and our offering of praise, our offering of gratitude, our offering of thanksgiving, and teach us how to hang in there and do life constantly, Lord, in the balance, that we may not stop obeying your instructions. Hallelujah. We will obey your righteous regulations, Lord. Your word is a lamp unto our feet and a guide and the light in our path. We thank you for that. And then Jesus took the cup and said, this is my blood shed for you for the remissions of sins. Do this in remembrance of me. Lord Jesus, we do this as to partake of the blood of the Lamb. Thank you, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Thank you, Lord God. Let us taste and see that the Lord is good. Thank you, eternal Father. Thank you for your word, Lord, that stands firm in the heavens and that your faithfulness extends to every generation. Hallelujah. As long as the earth will last, that you made, Lord God. These are your instructions, Lord, and we're obeying them. We thank you for that. Amen. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Our reading for today is March 21st. Bible College Curriculum. Let's go ahead and say another little prayer while I look it up. The prayer comes from the Serenity Prayer. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Amen. Amen. When you say it with someone else and really concentrate on it, people will say, you're wise, and you'll remember using it. You'll remember it. All right, let's move on. Are angels just for kids? Today's study. Hebrews 1:14 says, are they not all ministering spirits sent for to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation? Hebrews 1:14. Most of us heard about our guardian angel when we were just children. And in those days, it was a comforting thought. With monsters lurking behind the closet door and creeping things crawling beneath the bed, it was good to know that someone was there to protect us when the light was out. But as the years passed, we outgrew our childhood fears. The imaginary creatures that had once seemed to be so real disappeared from our minds. And sadly enough, for most of us, the angels did too. But angels are not just kid stuff. They're powerful spirits sent forth to minister for us who are heirs of salvation. The word salvation in Hebrew 1:14 is from the Greek word soteria, meaning deliverance, preservation, material, and temporal deliverance. Just think about that. God has created, believe this, vast number of glorious, powerful spiritual beings for the express purpose of protecting us and delivering us from the evils of this world. And many of us have seen those angels. They are strong, they're tall, they're huge men with incredible wings and powerful wings are huge. I've seen them. And remember, according to Psalm 103, verse 20, the word of God is what put those angels in action. So when you're in trouble, don't cower and cry about how awful things are. Speak the word. Memorize the word. Give your angels something to respond to. Amen. There's something about speaking the word of God, folks, that it was established as a principle. The word of God's established a principle, and it runs through the cosmos. That's what's holding everything up. Then be patient, rejoice, and be thankful, and let them have time to work. They'll get their job done. Even if you start singing praises to God, we are on the path of victory. Hallelujah. Let me go ahead and read Psalm 103. When I get to verses 17 and 22, you'll know what I'm talking about, what we just read about the angels. Okay, and please memorize these next two psalms I'm going to read. I'm going to read Psalm 103 and Psalm 91. Let all that I am praise the Lord. With my whole heart, I will praise his holy name. Let all that I am praise the Lord. May I never forget the good things he does for me. He forgives all of my sins and heals all my diseases. He redeems me from death and crowns me with love and tender mercies. He fills my life with good things. My mouth is renewed like the eagle's. The Lord gives righteousness and justice to all who are treated unfairly. He revealed his character to Moses and his deeds to the people of Israel. The Lord is compassionate and merciful, slow to get angry and filled with unfailing love. He will not constantly accuse us nor remain angry forever. He does not punish us for all our sins. He does not deal harshly with us as we deserve. For his unfailing love toward those who fear him is as great as the height of the heavens above the earth. He has removed our sins as far from us as the east is from the west. The Lord is like a father to his children, tender and compassionate to those who fear him. For he knows how weak we are. He remembers we are only dust. Our days on earth are like grass, like wildflowers we bloom and die. The wind blows and we are gone, as though we had never been here. But the love of the Lord remains forever with those who fear him. His salvation extends to the children's children, of those who are faithful to his covenant, of those who obey his commandments. The Lord has made the heavens his throne. From there, he rules over everything. Praise the Lord, you angels, You mighty ones who carry out his plans, listen for each of his commands. Yes, praise the Lord, you armies of angels who serve him and do his will. Praise the Lord, everything he has created, everything in all his kingdom. Let all that I am praise the Lord. Amen. Did you hear that? Did you hear about the angels? Verse 20. Praise the Lord, you angels, you mighty ones who carry out his plans, listening for each of his commands. There you go. Yes, praise the Lord, you armies of angels who serve him and do his will. Praise the Lord, everything he has created, everything in all his kingdom, let all of them praise the Lord. In other words, let all them be activated when the word of the Lord is trumpeted forward. Let's be good trumpets, folks. Let's trumpet the word of God forward and onward. Amen. Now let's go ahead and we have a plus. We have another one about angels. So let's go ahead and read that in Psalms 91. Memorize this one if you haven't so yet. Those who live in the shelter of the Most High will find rest in the shadow of the Almighty. This I declare about the Lord. He alone is my refuge, my place of safety. He is my God, and I trust him. For he will rescue you from every trap and protect you from every deadly disease. Amen. Okay, say this with me. Say, this I declare about the Lord. He alone is my refuge, my place of safety. He is my God, and I trust him. Amen. One more time. This I declare about the Lord. He alone is my refuge, my place of safety. He is my God, and I trust him. Amen. He will cover you with his feathers. He will shelter you with his wings. His faithful promise are your armor and protection. Do not be afraid of the terrors of the night, nor the arrows that fly in the day. Do not dread the disease that stalks in darkness, nor the disaster that strikes at midday. Though 1,000 fall at your side, 10,000 are dying around you, these evils will not touch you. Just open your eyes and see how the wicked are punished. If you make the Lord your refuge, if you make the Most High your shelter, no evil will conquer you. No plague will come near your home, for he will order his angels to protect you wherever you go. They will hold you up with their hands so you won't even hurt your foot on a stone. You will trample upon lions and cobras. You will crush fierce lions and serpents under your feet. The Lord says, I will rescue those who love me. I will protect those who trust in my name. When they call on me, I will answer. I will be with them in trouble. I will rescue and honor them. I will reward them with a long life and give them my salvation. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for coming on today's podcast. Stay